We are just trying to make the world a better place.
If
the
world make it a better place
for you. Yeah, welcome back to this episode of The Tiny Snapper. I'm Hussaini Anatitilayo. And with me in the studio, I have my co-host,
Shele Mr. Ayomide.
And I have a guest who serves as a friend as well to me, or a sister rather. And I would like her to introduce herself, please.
Abdullahi Alima Lara Budu.
Okay, yeah. You know, I have a question here. And before I go really deep into the question I have for you, is that, are you environmental cautious? Is there anything that you've been doing in recent times to save the planet Earth, to do the best at what you do? So before that, yeah, I said I was going to ask you a question. Let's get to the question. The question is, there was a thing before we started this recording. Alima mentioned something, Abdullahi Alima Rabudu. She mentioned something. She said that all of those celebrities that you know, we have exhibition events, we have film events where there's a theme for
food
the event.
Food and fashions and all that.
Not even the food and fashion thing. Like celebrities, whenever they want to go for parties and events, for award dinners, shows and all of that.
Yeah.
They go glamorous in style and all of that. So the best thing they do is, where do they, according to what she said, that after they wear that clothes, what happens to it?
No, it's the people that even makes it seem like it's a flex. Like their fans, they make it seem like, why Nancy and Sime, they rewear our clothes and all of that. I don't stand. It is actually very, very sustainable, yeah, to rewear your clothes. It is yours. That's what you're supposed to do. So why are you making it seem like I'm not supposed to rewear my clothes? So my question is, all of these clothes that celebrities wear,
once,
where do they end up? Where is it?
Do they give it out
or is just in their wardrobe sitting pretty? I don't understand. So yeah, we'll come back to that.
And that brings us to the topic of sustainable fashion, eco-friendly fashion style.
Yes,
eco-friendly style. What is your style? What's your style? What exactly Lara Abudu, I beg, please. You know, I necessarily do not know what sustainable fashion is or eco-friendly fashion is. And you are actually a fashion person, and you are actually big on the sustainable fashion space. You have been doing all of those back and forth with your socials in sustainable fashion. So we'd like you to give us a brief of what it is.
So when we're talking about sustainable fashion, we're talking about ethical fashion. These are clothing that you can reuse, rewear, upcycle, recycle, and all of that. There are fast fashion. Okay, when you're talking about sustainable fashion, you basically mean slow fashion, ethical fashion, and then there's fast fashion.
Man, I don't know what fast fashion is.
Fast fashion are these fashion that are these piece of clothing that they are made out of
nylon.
No, not nylon necessarily.
Cotton.
No, not cotton. They are made out of fabrics. Okay, they are made out of fabrics that are you cannot recycle these fabrics. Let me say cheap.
Okay, cheap.
Yes. And you get to see fast fashion really, really trendy. These are washings, sell and all of that.
Shane.
I don't know. Yeah, S-H-E-I-N. Shane, yes. So this fashion, they, once you wear them once or twice, you can't, they have no reusable value. I don't know if you understand me.
You see them on Snap.
Wait. I want to understand. Is it that the fast fashion are kind of like trendy clothes that are not reusable, or there are certain trendy clothes that are actually reusable, or this trendy clothes that you're talking about, it is like a general trendy clothing?
Not a general trendy clothing. Like, they are made out of particular fabric or material, let me put it that way, that are not recyclable. Do you get me?
Okay.
They
are made out of cheap materials.
They are made out of cheap materials.
You know, the funny thing is, making things that are not actually recyclable are actually cheap. Very cheap.
Yeah, very cheap. And then they are made out of cheap labor too. Like, people that they use.
There was a thing that trended that they were charged.
Help me or something.
Yeah, because the tailors, let me put it that way, that they use in making, they are even underage, like children that are supposed to be in
okay schools. So they go through child labor and underpaid labor. Okay, I can remember that particular brand trended one time on TikTok, yeah. And everybody was like, they were boycotting that.
Exactly.
But you know the funny thing is, people are not boycotting it because they're actually very cheap.
Free. Join me on my Shane Hall. Can you come?
That's
get me.
I'm like,
bro, I thought we said we're boycotting this.
But really, sustainable fashion, yeah, how feasible do you think people can adopt it? Because it is quite pricey. It is not cheap.
But I don't know.
You can. I feel like you can just start from yourself. Rewear your clothes. It is not a flex. Recycle your clothes. It is not if you have a gown that you think, oh, I've worn this more than twice or thrice, and I don't want to rewear it this way again. If it's made of good fabric, of course you can recycle them into something.
Upcycle.
You can upcycle.
That's what they call
exactly.
It now. Upcycle.
Recently, yeah. Anat had, I don't know, her obsession with corsets. She had turned all of her jean trousers into, oh, Alina, I want to make corsets. Oh, Lara, please, I want to make this a corset. That's because this jean, she looked at them and like, oh, I don't
she
want
can't
to wear
them
again.
Again.
You get me? But like, I can reuse them. I can make them into something
yes.
else. I can upcycle them. And it is not even hard that anybody can upcycle clothes. Just go on
DIY.
YouTube.
So many DIY pages
tell YouTube
on Snapchat
that, oh,
that
I want,
follow.
How do I change
5
my jean?
Craft. Or what do they call it?
Exactly. How do I change my jean to a corset? YouTube will show it to you.
There was this dress. I don't know if anybody has known me for years. There was this particular dress I wore for Eid. It was quite very nice.
No, like it's a long abaya.
Yeah, let's address. Yeah, yes. You get it. Yeah, let's address. It was
I
quite
that anyway.
So I know. I cannot really be wearing that again because I think I have grown past that. But that clothes is something I can actually upcycle into something else, you get. Yeah. So I took out the lace from it. The lace is another reusable material that I can actually reuse. I took out the adre. So I made a skirt out of it and a top out of it. And even a trouser out of it.
Yes, exactly.
I made all of that out of it. So I could have just discarded that, you get. But in this case, I am upcycling it into something else.
That reminds me of something my mom used to say. She used to tell me, if you have money to buy something, close your eye and buy it original once. There's this cordless, my first ever cordless. I'll never forget, my first salary I earned. My mommy took me to the market. We bought the cordless. I think it was 3K per yard. So we bought 3 yards. That's like 9,000 naira, right?
Yeah.
The first style I used it for was a blouse and wrapper. That was when all those fancy blouses, that princess that and all was raining with wrap. I used it. But when I resumed school, I wanted to wear something with that same lace because it was really nice. It was a coral color. But
you don't lose
valuable things. I didn't know what to do. My mommy just scattered everything and she made a gown out of it with bell hand. Like, how did she do that? Like, That being said, sustainable fashion is actually expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
But I believe something you can wear more than once, you will close your eye and buy it. People that know me, they know that I have a uniform. In fact, at a point, my roommate used to complain, you are in this cloth every day. I'm like, it's my clothes. It's my own. I did not buy it. I will wear it as long as I own it. You get.
No, do you know, I feel like we're our own problem, really. It is not hard to adopt sustainable fashion.
So a sustainable lifestyle, really.
A sustainable lifestyle now. Of course, there are fashion brands, sustainable fashion brands that are pricey. You are not there yet. You can't afford that. But like, there are things you can incorporate into your lifestyle.
You know the funny thing?
Don't overconsume.
We have a problem. We have a problem. And the problem is
every and any trending clothes.
The problem is
that you don't even go out.
And the problem is
no, you know yourself that you don't even go out that much. And then these clothes will go out of trend. And then you come to say, oh, I got this clothes and I can't wear it again. Or you come to say a whole lot of people, Instagram baddies, are wearing it and I don't want to wear it again.
Then why purchase it in the first place? Because this is...
Okay, now, where would that clothes end up?
In the landfill. And it's that's you're adding to carbon footprint.
Some people won't keep their clothes in the wardrobe that all these termites. Like, they'll keep the clothes in the wardrobe that termites will start eating up those clothes and all of that. If you know you don't have any clothes to use again, please, if you cannot dash it out or upcycle it, don't hook-hook buy it. You're wasting money.
I don't know.
You're wasting the energy that was put into making that clothes. Imagine people working at Shein over underpaid labor, and then you're not wasting that. It doesn't make sense, to be very fair.
I think personally that it is trend. We all want to wear things that are trendy. So, Is it follow? Yeah, we all want to. You know, there's this thread on TikTok now, Shane Hall. Please join me on my Shane Hall. And there's one I saw recently. If you know you want to order from Shane, no delivery, I can help you order. That thing right there is a problem. We are over consuming. There is a problem in this part of the world, which is over consumption. We over consume so much that
even things we don't need.
Three flats. Three rooms in a house. In this house, this family. Three rooms. All of us, we have brush for washing toilets. You don't need all of you in that room do not need each brush.
You just need one brush.
Should own a brush, and then when I want to use it, I'll go take it in your room.
That's a way of reducing carbon footprint. Why do three people have a brush that can be generally used?
We are not talking of toothbrush.
We are talking of brush that you use to wash your toilet brush, cleaning brushes basically. Those are things that we are talking about, because that's still over consumption. We consume so much. We do not even know.
We consume 100% and then we recycle just 2% out of the 100 and then remaining 80.
They end up in the landfill.
That's not the only way they end up. Okay, for fashion brands that will produce this
elaborate dresses or fast
fashion. Fast fashion, they overproduce because of course it's cheap, out the cheap. Idea that it is cheap and people will consume it and the mass will consume the eye. But at the end of the day, you are producing over 5,000 pieces of clothing and then you sold 3,000. Where are you putting the 2,000?
They end up in the landfill, like I said.
And most times they would keep it till a particular time just so they would do sale and all of that. But then again, it's not everything that still goes.
This particular big brand
did a sale. They first did 5K sale.
I will not mention the brand. They first did 5K sales.
They did 3K sales. They did 2K sales.
Everybody said, at the end of the day, this person go do 500 naira sale. And at that time, I go buy.
I'm so certain people did not buy, because I had someone that went. She was like, all those things are old. Things have gone out of style. And she cannot buy it.
Someone did it all on TikTok. And then she went there to say everything that was there. They're out of fashion. They are not trendy.
There's a problem.
Of course, did you know? Even with the fact that they're out of fashion, she got like 5 pieces of clothing just so she can come on TikTok to come and say, "These are the things I bought." Now that you bought it, knowing fully well you don't have anything to do with it, why then did you buy it? Where is it going to end up?
You know, I have a problem, especially in this part of the world. We want to wear things that are cheap, that are cheap.
Shipped in.
Make a new cast myself. I'm not saying things that are shipped in. Imported stuff. Want to wear imported stuff. You know, most of all of these fabrics that we make, even in Abeokuta, we make quite a very nice amount of good fabrics that can actually sustain a lifetime. They can go for a lifetime you get. So why not purchase things like this and use them? I think it has to come with individuals. When you see somebody wear, like you said, a friend of yours was complaining about you wearing stuff. I don't make friends like that. You are my friend and I will never even tell you, hey, you are wearing something you are wearing. I have friends and I don't even be like, we are overwearing. Because I wear a whole lot. Recently I attended Africa Next about some months ago. So when I went for that event, I wore a particular skirt. Somebody who had known me for years had to come and say, this skirt still there alive.
Why not?
I feel like it is not a trendy dress that would have gone out of trend.
Exactly.
It is actually a very, it is actually a very sustainable stuff that it trends today, it trends tomorrow. You don't, I don't even like to wear trendy stuff.
I don't.
That is a way of, like, that is a way of imbibing into the culture of sustainable fashion. You don't go for the trendy stuff. You don't need to be trendy. A sustainable lifestyle. I would say this to you, blonde and clear. If you know you want to live a sustainable lifestyle, don't think you'll be trendy, because you are going to go to reuse old stuff.
I could remember, I think it was 100 level or 200 level. I had a couple of my departmental mates tell me, why are you always dressing like this? And all of that. What they consider style, I think this our age and time, yeah, what they consider style is when you wear trendy clothes, when you try as much as possible to look like Instagram baddies and all of that.
The first time I wore it, a lot of people were mocking me that, okay, what's this? You don't wear Spartacus shoe. I'm like, the first thing that comes to, I'm telling you, the first thing that comes to my mind whenever I want to get anything is this common? Is this trendy? How can I combine this? Like, before I buy anything, I used to critically think. My mom used to tell me, you overthink things too much. But I'm like, I cannot just be wasting money. Like, it's, I need to buy things that I know that I will use.
I think a lot of people have actually come to me and say they love my style of dressing, my style of fashion. My style of fashion is not trendy. I love your style, in case you do not know.
I love your style. Plus, Yoshi is actually Spartacus-like. But I like it still.
I love your style. There was a particular day you posted a picture. Myself and Alima said,
"Well, let's see my guy." Like, because
it was a nice thing. I saw it. I said, "Yes." It wasn't trendy. It was very classy. And then class comes with not wearing trendy stuff. I don't think misconcept wearing trendy stuff for being having class. You are over purchased.
People don't wear trendy stuffs. They wear sustainable outfits. Like, literally, there's this coat my mommy bought on thrift. She just bought it because of the cold weather. There was a picture I posted with one black and white coat.
It was exactly that picture.
How many compliments I received.
I think I said
there's this guy, I'm not sure, I don't know if you know him, takes pictures. He said, "Oh my god, I love your coat. Skinny cocky." There was another time I wore my shoe.
I want to give it to Daring. Daring from Isaleko, Mama the Mama, Sugar Mommy. Like,
she wears sustainable stuff. She doesn't go.
I really do love.
She doesn't go for the fast fashion. That brings me to this person. I don't want to really mention this particular brand. The brand trended in 2019-2020. They make tees.
Okay.
A luxury brand. Then out of nowhere, they are going out of fashion. Because people overconsume them.
When it came out, when it was trendy, people overconsumed.
People overconsumed.
Yes.
People overconsumed a lot. And it has to be something that I felt like we all want to follow the trend so bad. There's a particular picture, like a pictorial illustration I saw of following the trend, that we are at that age where everybody holds their phone and they keep typing, and at some point everybody's walking to the cliff and they're jumping off the cliff without even realizing. That's the problem with following trends. You are ignorantly contributing to the problem.
I think that's why you'd say you want to go out, you have clothes, but you don't have outfits. I don't understand.
Exactly.
Make it make sense.
You know the funny thing is that
we never have clothes.
You know the funny thing is quite a number of people take pride in it. They be like,
she gets,
I'm going out.
Me every time. Wear. No.
You have a whole wardrobe.
Me every time I want to go out.
I don't know.
I have to go and purchase new clothes. Yes. Like, why do you have to do that?
I used to think it was a lady thing until my Ali.
Oh, it was not a lady thing.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. Okay, apparently when I was doing my project here, there was no power supply in school and all of that. So I had to use DRX in school. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is fashion brand.
DRX.
So you can walk into this.
It's really nice and all of that. So yeah, I went there, then I told the lady that I would like to use Asola. And then she allowed me.
Okay.
Thankful for that. And then I was there. And guys kept coming in. Omo Alpha, waiting there like this. DRS know they sell shirts. I get defense. I guys buy defense shirts. In my head, I'm like, you don't get shirts before. Why you guys buy another one?
The thing is,
okay. Maybe I did not understand him. So I was just there doing my thing. And then these two guys, they just sat there permanently. I think they are like the girl's customer, the attendant's customer. So they were like, Omo, for every time when I won't come out, I guys come here, come buy clothes. I know Sabi. I'm like,
It is not a flex.
For every time.
It is not a flex. I have an issue. And please, it is not even
DRX's fault because it sells really, really nice
and sustainable,
stuff. Yeah. It is just you being
who over purchases
and being ignorant.
All of this brand, yeah. They produce. They want you to consume. Obviously. But you overpurchase. And in that way, you are giving them more flex
to overproduce. Exactly. If there's no demand, there will be no supply. Because your demand is high. That is why they keep supplying.
And you know the funny thing? One particular brand goes up. Comes down. Another fast fashion brand goes up, comes down. Zara was up at some point. Came down.
And then now it's Shane.
Before Shane, there was Boohoo.
Yeah,
the light of them. They keep going up, coming down, going up, coming down. That's a trend, and I think we need to fight that individually, collectively.
I think a girl made a tweet here that I'm actually very tired of people on TikTok that does this machine oil and everything. Do they not know what they are doing to the ecosystem and everything? And somebody came with a counter tweet that, how do you expect people in this side of the world not to purchase cheap clothing like Shein? These sustainable fashion brands that you are talking about, they are expensive.
You know the funny thing? Sustainability is not expensive.
God bless you. That is exactly what I want to say. That sustainability is not as expensive as it seems.
I patronize Yaba.
You don't have to buy from these fashion brands to be sustainable. Do you get?
And I think because of the fact that we grew up in Apapa, the port side, we're very, very open to thrift. I don't care if anybody knows I wear thrifts. Like 80% of my English clothing, they are thrifts. And I'm comfortable buying thrifts because I will see new things. I will see good things. Things are not common. Things are, yes. I know that I will wear for a very, very long, very long time. I just changed my set of shoes recently. And then the old ones, I gave it to people that I thought would need it. And it's not like those shoes are bad.
They're not bad.
I just felt like, I think I am growing, so I think I need to get rid of these ones. I've tried since 100 level. Some of them since, I still saw some clothes of mine since SS3. I'm like, it's not like I do not grow. I declutter, right? Whenever I get new things,
Please declutter your wardrobe.
Often.
If it is yearly. You can.
Even as, sorry to chip this in, like minus religious being biased, I think as a Muslim, you're not allowed to keep a clothes you're not wearing for 3 months.
Exactly.
You start wearing for you or something. I think there's a hadith that backs it up. I'm not really certain, but I heard it one time like that. So that alone is enough reason for me to like, I know wear this thing again. What's now reason for? Please, once I get to school, those clothes I don't wear, I stayed without them for a good 3 months during the strike or during the holiday, I dash it out.
You know, there's something it's about really me. I like to give most of my clothing. I like to give it out. I don't know if it is a thing.
It's an inborn thing for you.
It's an inborn thing because I grew up collecting clothes from my elders.
Exactly, from elders.
I grew up collecting clothes from my elder sisters. All of my sisters give me clothes. The least I would do to their clothes is slim fits because it fits me.
Yeah.
So I grew up collecting clothes from my sisters. So once I outgrow the clothes, it's normal for you to just... And you know the funny thing? I think it is a family thing on my own side. We consume more of sustainable clothing. You get?
So it lasts longer.
My mom would rather buy a blue lace, a very expensive and quality blue lace.
Yes.
And she would keep it. So whenever you are having a party and there is,
it doesn't even have to be expensive.
Yeah,
really.
But quality, high quality. So she would rather not buy your lace. Instead, she just gives you something and say, "Jomo, nira lace, ebo mumawa." She collect the invite. she will come.
That is another problem. Because Ashwebi people, you people will answer.
I'm sure they will come and attack. They will come and attack us. Like, if we are not attacking anybody, please. This is just our own opinion. Everybody has the right to their own opinion. Please.
Take it as offense.
We don't want
about... I didn't mind.
Take it as offense. I didn't mind.
I was just telling Anna at home that boy guy, these people that buy Ashwebi, I don't know if you've read the book Smart Money Woman. What's that name? Yeah. Zuri. To the extent that this our friend, I think Lara or something, that one even sent Ashwebi to our place. I sent it to you. You don't know that my friend, sisters. I don't understand. It was until she got broke that she knew that these are the things that was taking her money.
It
does not take anything to be sustainable for your lifestyle to be sustainable. I mean, all of these Ashwebis that you are consuming. To think in a year, if you attend 4 or 5 Ashwebi party, and then for these people, they will pick a particular clothes, and then you would buy, but you are not re-wearing them.
There was a day
it will just be in your wardrobe.
There was a day I was at my sister's place. I think she checked so many Ashwebi, then she did like this in Yoruba. She's like, mo lopati mo. See anybody about my lopati? A send color to me.
Do you get? Just pick a color.
You know, I think it's more.
And nice. Then you will see people. Get creative in what they wear to your place. Do you get me?
Like, pick colors and you see how people would.
No, but all this Ashwebi is I salute you people's creativity. The creativity is mad. Corset. Salute to you guys. Corset that is corsetting.
Corset is corsetting.
Like, you see,
breast cup is copy.
Do you get me?
This recent final year, brethren, Ashwebi Day.
Give it up for Anat today. Myself and Anat, daddy. Myself and Anat. So we were on our phone. Of course, I did not go because I'm not so much of an outgoing person. But like, we were on our phone on Snap, IG. I don't be using IG, but like that day, we died here.
Girls, I said, I wanted to see my girls.
You get me? And they slayed.
We were really saying
10/10 minus nothing.
Add everything. That's Snap students for you.
So you
anyways.
Know,
back to what back we are discussing, what we were sustainable about. Fashion, sustainable fast fashion.
Ashwebi is not sustainable.
Especially if it's one that you spend so much money on.
Over-purchasing
and then the quality is not good.
I saw a TikTok, Ashwebi, if you see the way they package these, are you for real? The packaging was top notch. You think you got a clothes from Gucci or
God, baby.
And I was looking at this babe that are 250 pa.
250
with that,
and then she was like, unbox my Ashwebi with me. I'm like, biggest girl in town. Biggest girl in town. I'm not supposed to, I don't know.
You know, there is that thing I learned is that I don't even know how to even, like, I got so bad at it that I overlearned that I don't even know how to buy Ashwebi. So you can't tell me that you guys are picking Ashwebi. Wallahi, I'm not joking. I don't know how to buy Ashwebi. I'm sorry, but
my final year Ashwebi.
I might not buy.
I'll just ask you guys for color.
No, for you. I saw there was this babe I saw. There was this babe I saw while myself and Adams were checking these pictures here, videos. And then I saw her there. She was just sitting. She wore a, I think their department chose purple or lilac.
She just wore a lilac dress
and then she was when I saw her, she just stood out. And then she was looking all classy and nice. Really, that's nice. I don't know. You can just curb that
expecting. We know you want to enjoy the moment. You want to enjoy like
but
the,
you can just
the
pick
feel.
Colors.
Just pick colors.
And let
you see people get creative.
Just pick colors and say, come in your best style.
Exactly. That would be very beautiful to see because everybody
in this part of the world, like I said earlier, one of the problems we have is over consuming. We consume so much.
And we don't make these things we consume.
And and classism too is there. Yeah. See, now that you're saying they should choose color, they will choose color finish. Some people will be trying so hard to outdo the other person. This other person does not even think about
Nigeria,
you.
In Nigeria, we are at every point that we are trying to outdo each other.
It's not that deep, really. It's not competition.
We're not competing. No, like,
I don't think creativity is a competition.
We have competition and we have
your own creative
cap.
Where your creative cap ends, like, that's where somebody's own is starting from.
If we have that mentality, we'll stop over stressing ourselves and stop over forcing ourselves to. Yes, you should go beyond your limits, but sometimes we just like
be competitive or be healthy about it.
Exactly.
Be healthy about it.
And when we are talking about sustainable fashion, it did not just stop at clothing that we consume, furniture that you buy in your houses too.
Yeah, you can buy old furniture from people who are moving out. They are declutter.
And then they are multi-purpose furniture now.
Yeah, that you can use.
So, and then
this table that I posted one time for sale is a bed table. Like, it's a small bed table that you can use on your bed. You can use it to eat. It has the space for keeping your water. It has space for your laptop, your pen. Like
multi-purpose. You can...
Instead of...
That way, you don't have to buy one table.
One table for this, one table for that. It's just
I think in this particular part of the world, we see minimalism as a way of class. It is not class.
It is no class. People should not add classism to everything. Everything is not classism.
Minimalism, like, have you not money?
That was everyday.
That's why I'm a minimalist, because I always think hard before I buy something. Do I need it? If I don't need it, if it's a want that I can afford.
Okay, there's a table that I even have on my phone. I don't know if I can get my phone, but like, there's a table. It goes spiral. Before you purchase anything, it asks you, do you need it? How much do you need it? Can you survive without it? Do you get before, and then you under it, you see yes, no.
I think I will need that and paste it in my room.
Yeah, that's the exact reason I have it.
I don't spend. I'm a type of person that I am very cautious of the way I spend.
How do I even make the money that I will now like, spend it anyhow? I live
a very prudent life. Very prudent life. So there was a day I would like to say something. I was in school someday. The person is not my friend, actually.
An acquaintance.
Like a departmental mate.
Oh, all right.
Like a departmental mate. She came to me and was like, buy this shoe.
Ah.
This shoe goes for about 30,000 naira. Over 30,000 naira.
What part of your lifestyle makes her think you can afford 30k?
To think that I can buy it.
I like you, my friend. You are keeping it up. You are keeping up the image. Do you get me? You are keeping up the image.
Who's up? So, apparently, I said, okay. I asked her, how much is it? She said 30,000 naira. I said, okay. Mm. I can buy it. It's something I can buy. But I looked at the product. I saw it. It's a boot. I have over 2 Chelsea boots.
And how much did you get them in Yaba?
I got one of those Chelsea boots for 2,000 naira.
You can't imagine. And every time my friends wear it, Stepa.
So I got, but there was one that was handmade, so it was quite more expensive. Yeah, it was a gift. So I said, I have different Chelsea boots because I love boots a lot.
I love boots too.
So I have quite...
One of your boots I love.
Yeah, thank you.
I have quite a number of boots. Then I said, make a compact article by shoe. I said...
Is it tie-high boots?
It's not tie-high. Ankle. Like, let's say something of this size.
Handmade?
No, okay. It's not handmade. So I just said, I don't think I'll be able to buy that. It is quite fine, and really, but I have a similar type. Why do I need to buy 2 of a thing that I have? I don't really need it. I have black boots. I have brown boots.
That's enough, really.
I have a black boot, all black. I have another one that has a sole of brown. I think that's enough for me in case I want to pair up stuff. So these are things that I would like everybody to... I could afford that thing at the time when she told me about it. It was quite flashy. I liked it. But I knew that I had similar stuff. So I didn't want to be having... There's something we call clashing in photography, clash of interest. So whenever I want to go out, then that's when clash of interest happens. So
should should I wear this?
But when you have just one and it's actually very nice, you just go ahead and it does not even it brings peace of mind to you.
You see, there was this show I follow on TVC. There was the one of the co-hosts. She came She's not part of them though anymore. She came that morning with two different legs of heels, and they're like, ah, Chimoke, what happened to you? She said, ah, that's how she woke up this morning. You know, she now looked for the shoe to wear. She did not know what to wear. Look at the color, ah, and it's all the both of the colors are actually matching. And she didn't know exactly what to pick. She wore left leg of one, and she wore right leg of the other, and she came to the office.
Did you bang?
It actually made sense, but I was like, okay, this is crazy. You can't try it. If you don't have a car, you can't try this on a normal day.
They think you're mad.
They think you're crazy.
So that comes with overconsumption.
Exactly. When you have too many
over purchasing.
I don't know who posted something one time on my snap, like someone I follow, and then I looked at the back. I don't know if it's her room or not. If you see heels.
So how many have you worn?
There are some of those heels that she will never ever wear.
She only wear once. And she won't wear again. There are some that they are probably still gifts. She has not even, or like, she has not worn them. But I'm sure she brought out the carton to prevent it from peeling and all of that. I'm like, hey, see heels.
And then it's the way they make it a flex.
I know, you know, they don't even know how to care for all of these things.
Thank you.
How many of you buy silicone gels and put in your shoes to save them from moisture?
It will save them from moisture.
Exactly.
In case you didn't know, all those gels that comes with your shoe pack.
Don't throw them away.
They are supposed to be in your shoe.
Whenever you will go out and you come back, take them out.
Exactly. Dry them under the sun. Then put them back inside your shoes.
Those silicone gels.
I used to throw them away. I'll remove it, I'll count everything. I used to throw it away. But when I got to know that, okay, this thing has this purpose for this shoe, yeah, I stopped doing that. Then of late, I did one rubbish. The only sneakers I had, out of Mofefo, I got to get that water. And it's actually made of animal skin. Like a cow skin, and it's hair peeling.
My friend.
The front part. I was so sad.
How could you do such a mistake?
But I'm paid, but I said I'm not going to throw that shoe away.
Take out.
I am going to look for something and needle and thread, and I'll tack something to that place that has done.
Mr. From your hand, can you give us a tip when you're done talking? Sorry for interrupting you. Can you give us a tip to live a sustainable fashion, like a sustainable lifestyle, inclusive of a sustainable, eco-friendly fashion lifestyle.
Okay, for me, I'll say, like, what helps me out is that I used to think, like, people call me an overthinker. Thank you, everybody overthinks. But before I buy anything, before I buy anything, especially clothes or shoes or like commodities, I think seriously, do I need this?
Mm-hmm.
If I do need this, what is the purpose? That table you talked of, I think of it. Then even if it is a want that, and I want this, so can I afford it? If I afford it, hope it's conveniently. Will it? Hope it does not affect other important things that I want to do. My finances is money that is to drive my own sustainable lifestyle.
Okay, your own is money.
My own is money.
What if you had all of the finances in life and the luxury in life? Would you still be conscious of your sustainable lifestyle?
The thing is, because of I've not been there yet, so I won't say I would sustain, I'm so certain, because when money comes, we all change, certainly.
My friend will change.
I'll go first change. I'll cut Anat off first.
I pray I change for the better. So with this knowledge of mine, that I know that okay, actually sustainable clothing is much more better than fast clothing, and then I am not a person normally that goes with the trend. If you know me, you know I like old things. That is why I do thrift. I like old things.
I consume thrift a lot.
The things I do is, my mommy is even annoyed with me because she feels like I'm not living my life as a normal
teenager.
I'm a teenager. Like a youth would do. So she's like, you don't wear trendy clothes. I'm like, this is my style. This is my person. In fact, we used to fight a lot, but when she finally understood that, okay,
it's called vintage. My style is vintage, ma'am.
No, my style can be vintage. Can totally be vintage. I know some.
Yes, it can be vintage.
Yeah.
There was a particular time people actually thought not I was alter.
Just because you wear baggy jeans.
I wear baggy jeans and shirts. Some of my department. I'm just like, I took this thing from my sister. So 100
level to 300 level, yeah?
In that
somebody saw me one time.
I don't think I can ever fit.
100 level to 300 level.
It was all day.
Like, that's what it is. Yeah, exactly. For me,
I think all day lifestyle is quite sustainable.
Yeah, to a large extent.
To a large extent, it's quite sustainable.
I had 3 jeans. Just 3 jeans from my 100 level to 300 level. And anytime I wear it, I could remember I went to SMW 2019, yeah?
Yeah, I went to those boots.
Do you get me? We stopped that place.
But like, I did not have to buy any other thing. It was what was in my wardrobe already. Okay, the only thing I bought was that boot, Ayaba. And I bought it. I think myself and Anna were coming back, and then we're going to go the next day. And I'm like, how are we going to go tomorrow? I don't have shoes to wear. She's like, I haven't wear entire Havana. So I entered, we saw that on 3K, and then we bought it.
Can you imagine?
It was really nice. And there was a day that we're okay, I think the last day, I guess. And Anna was like, this Ankara we Momsi give us, because our friend's mom give us Ankara. Mm-hmm. Momsi, shout out to Momsi.
We love you, Momsi.
So she gave us Ankara, yeah. And then she was like, what are we going to eat? We should wear this Ankara. Anna has a way of, okay, so we just use it to make pants, both of us. And then we wore it, just our style, basically, just wearing our thing. Our home was long and mine was 3/4. And then immediately we entered that day, this guy had to come to us to say that, I've been looking at you guys since the first day.
You know the funny thing is?
And I like your style.
I love the fact that I went
there. My self-confidence skyrocketed.
Till tomorrow, I still talk to.
Do you get me?
Till tomorrow, I still talk to all of the guys I met there on that day because of my factor.
Exactly.
And they've, like, I made friends with them and they've been good friends to them. Shout out to all of you I met, Unilag boys. They were actually all from Unilag. I love you guys. You guys, they've been like a very good supportive friends to me.
Very good.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, you know, I think the way you dress, when you are not dressing too class and flashy, mm-hmm. it brings, and you're quite living modest.
I feel like most people do not even know their style just yet.
Yeah.
Some of us are still struggling with our style.
Yes.
There's a trend currently where on TikTok, I think couples or just individual, they do me before finding my style.
Yeah.
And then when they just find their style, you just see how they look amazing.
There's somebody I saw when she did that video. You might quite know her. She said, me before my style. I loved where she was before. Now her style, she changed in like a year. So I've been looking in less than 6 months. Then I've been looking at it. Like, I checked that video over 5 times and I'd be like, this is not your style. You're trying to follow the trend.
So, Jiget, you're trying to add.
So, you know, some people are actually even living their particular style and following the trend. So I think.
I cannot imagine myself wearing a bodycon dress.
I don't even like clingy dress.
Do you get me?
If you know me so well, you know I do not like clingy dress. I wear quite big.
You just know your style.
I'm still actually like finding myself. But one thing I know is anything, like what comes to my head first whenever I think of clothing is comfort.
Yeah.
Will I be comfortable?
No.
Will breeze enter my body?
No, it's not even about breeze. Before I leave my house, first thing I'd be like, she has a way, do okay. I do look.
Oh, own a mirror in your house.
Be good to your neighbors. They will tell you whether you are good or not.
They won't tell you, but own a mirror. Look at yourself. Do you feel gas looking at the mirror?
Sometimes.
Give us tips, I beg, Galima.
Okay.
Please, give us tips. That's true.
What tips?
Tips to sustainable fashion lifestyle. Now.
Yes. Oh, okay. I would say don't over purchase.
Okay.
And don't over purchase. Recycle, upcycle your clothes. You can really. It's not deep. Also, I don't know if there is a body like clothes for cash.
Yeah, there's the way it's called. It's in Yoruba, Kwashikparo.
Kwashikparo. Okay,
I think. You give clothes and you give you back.
Yeah. But like for outside the country, yeah, I know that there are chimney industries.
For cash, for facility.
I know like there are chimney
they call them Goodwill.
Yeah, Goodwill. In the United States,
yeah, Goodwill.
They do clothes for cash, yeah. And of course they you are assured that these clothes do not still end up on the landfill. They recycle them and then turn them into proper textile.
While some of them have been exported back to this part of the country. But for Pasipara,
I don't know where these clothes end up.
Do you get me? Those malams, I don't know where the clothes end up. And most times, it's native, they'll tell you they are taking.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Because for
your lace, your brocade, and all of that.
They tell you that they go for quality materials. They want to
upcycle them. Exactly.
They'll give you bath.
There are clothes that even Pasipara would not collect.
Yeah.
There are clothes they will not collect.
There are some clothes that if you give them, they'll remove it like this. If you bring out the clothes, they'll select what they want.
So really, cash for clothes policy
can actually go a long way in reducing carbon footprint. That's also
really
a way of recycling.
Sustainable lifestyle.
For me, basically, the only tip I can leave you all with is know what you want. Buy only what you need and not what you want. And then be very careful with what you purchase. Make sure that there are things that you can actually reuse, upcycle and reuse. Share you get. So there are things that you can actually reuse. And do not just go around buying the trends. Don't follow the trends. Find yourself and follow yourself. You get me? So thank you all for listening to this particular episode of Hard.
We hope
that you get
and
this.
Wish,
and you start
we hope
to
and wish that you start to be fashion conscious,
yes,
and embrace sustainable lifestyle.
Thank you very much for sticking with us till this time. Thank you. Like I would say before I end, you can change the world in your own little way. Little
starts
drop
from
of water
really makes the
mighty ocean. It starts from you.